U.S. defense officials insist they have an agreement with the government of the Philippines to conduct joint anti-terrorist operations starting next month. Philippine officials have been quick to deny there will be any joint combat operations, saying there will only be U.S. military involvement in training and humanitarian projects starting next month. But Pentagon officials are sticking to their story. There will be a joint effort to disrupt and defeat the Abu Sayyaf Muslim separatist group in the Sulu Archipelago in the southern Philippines. These officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, say some 350 U.S. Special Operations Forces will be inserted into the area to support Philippine soldiers who will lead the anti-terrorist assault. An additional 400 military personnel from the U.S. will provide backup from Zamboanga. A U.S. Navy amphibious ready group with some 1,000 Marines will be stationed offshore and could join the operation with ground units as well as aviation support. The officials say the U.S. forces are likely to start moving into position in the next few days. This marks the first time the Pentagon has acknowledged plans for direct U.S. combat participation in an anti-terrorist operation in the Philippines. Last year, U.S. forces acted as advisors to Philippine anti-terrorist efforts on Basilan Island, but the American mission was considered part of a training program for Philippine troops. News reports from the Philippines indicate concerns that direct U.S. participation in combat could violate provisions of the country's constitution. But defense officials say it is their understanding that the Philippines constitution bars unilateral operations by foreign troops, which they say is not the case in the planned joint anti-terrorist sweep. Alex Belita, VOA News, The Pentagon.